What makes a person resilient, and what can we learn from them? Toronto resident Janet Finacki started the podcast Resilient People to find out. In February of last year, she lost her 51-year-old husband, Adam, to glioblastoma, the most aggressive brain cancer. During his illness, she began blogging her conversations with regular people who are admired for their resilience to inspire others with their stories. And Janet Finacki, founder of Resilient People, joins us now. Janet, welcome back to the show. Thanks for doing this.
Hi, Barb. It's so good to be with you again. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Great to have you on. Resilience is such an interesting discussion. And I guess, I mean, a lot of people must realize or think that you are the perfect example of that, having just lost your husband coming up to a year ago. You've got a couple of kids. I mean, it's got to be difficult, and yet you're always posting such positive things on social media.
You know, I think what I'm trying to do is show that life goes on. It's not that you forget the person. It's not that you're not still grieving, but you know, life carries on. And, you know, I was lucky in the sense that I had conversations with my husband when he was still alive, where he really stressed the importance of the kids and I to carry on. And I think that no matter what your challenge is, whatever you're facing, hopefully people can realize by, you know, maybe me as being an example of that and other resilient people that I speak with, that no matter what your challenge is, there is another chapter after that.
You know, we're talking a lot about mental health today because it's Bell Let's Talk Day, and I have to imagine there must be a roller coaster of emotions.
There is a roller coaster of emotions, but I think if you surround yourself with the right people, there are definitely more highs than there are lows. And I think the people that I speak with, all the conversations that I've had, there have been some very strong similarities with all of the guests that I've had. And one of them being, you know, all of them ensure that they surround themselves with positive people.
It's such a great point. I mean, it's such a great point, whether you've gone through adversity or not. You really, and people know that, you know, there are the negative people who sort of drain your emotions and the positive people, and you kind of lift each other up. Can you highlight maybe a couple of the guests you've had on the podcast?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, I'll start with Marnie Hill. She lost her son-in-law when he was quite young, married to her daughter, and he was a police officer in the city. When he passed away, his children were very young. So she wrote a children's book on grief, and it's got some practical resources at the back of the book. It's called Daddy's Blue Eyes, and that's a good example of somebody who is grieving but wanted to help others in, you know, just in the sense of having that discussion of bereavement and grief with a child. Another example would be Jason Fiorato, who lost his wife to breast cancer. And then he went ahead and set up a fundraiser to bring comfort to other cancer patients at Sunnybrook's Odette Cancer Center. Another person would be Susan Mintz, a woman from Florida who I've spoken with a few times, who lost her husband to AIDS in the 90s. And went ahead and became a public speaker, an author, and an advocate for safe sex and AIDS prevention. Emily O'Brien, who was in prison, and then when she was released, she started a gourmet popcorn company to help inmate reform. And she now helps other women who have been incarcerated. Ellie Gotts, who is a Holocaust survivor, who talks to the topic of giving up hate. And he speaks to thousands of students now virtually, but before the pandemic, he was speaking to students in schools. And the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
I've spoken with so many people. And as you mentioned in the intro, it started as a blog on a website. And just in November, I launched a podcast so that my followers can hear my guests' voices, because you kind of miss those nuances when you're just typing out a story.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I'm very
blessed to know these people.
Do you find that every story helps strengthen you a little bit?
It started off as that, for sure. I mean, when Adam was ill and we were sitting there in the cancer center, I thought so much about how the people that were around us were dealing with their challenges. And, you know, and knowing a couple of people that I had, you know, seen get over adversity and done something to create, you know, find a purpose for themselves to help others be resilient. But then, you know, on the flip side, I also thought a lot about the people who I would bump into when I'd be walking the dog, or, you know, who would know my story of Adam being ill, and they would just look at me and just say, I don't know how you do it. And the God honest truth is that there are some people out there who just maybe wouldn't know how to do it. But right. the point is, you don't know what you're capable of until you have to do it.
And when you have to do it, you don't have a choice. You just have to figure out a way to do it.
You do. But I mean, I think you need to have certain things that you want to build within yourself to be able to do that well. You know, it's not just a matter of putting one foot in front of the other. It's, you know, things like, you know, taking care of yourself so that you stay strong through the process, you know, eating well, exercising. Group activities, you know, exercise is great, but if you can do it with others, it's just, it helps to strengthen your soul. Practicing mindfulness, getting professional therapy would be another. Yeah, there are certain tools that you can kind of pick from your kit that'll help you day after day if you're dealing with something that's really difficult.
And I know that in the past year, you and your children started the Adam Fanacke Brain Fund. You had a fundraiser that was really successful. Tell us about that and what the plan is for the next event.
So, yeah, when Adam, when he passed away and we were writing his obituary, the children and I thought it would be nice to create something that we could use as a collective fundraiser, and, you know, something that would give back to the organizations that helped us a lot. So, and it was more to help patients and caregivers. So, we set up the fundraiser, and it was like a crowdfunding, tool. And, we did that. And then we also did an online auction. So in 2020, we raised $145,000.
It's amazing.
And it was great. It was very gratifying. We split the money between the Brain Tumor Foundation, Sunnybrook's Odette Cancer Center, and St. Michael's Hospital, their neurosurgery department. And the point of doing that fund, though, too, was, in my mind, we needed something positive to work towards. We needed a purpose, and because the grief was real and he wasn't here anymore, but what could we do to help ourselves through this grief, to give ourselves something bigger to focus on, something that was bigger than ourselves and that would help other people that were going through what we went through? So it was a very gratifying thing to be a part of, and I'm very proud of, you know, how the kids and I managed to get through last year, because I think part of it was because we had that to kind of keep our eyes focused on.
Will there be another online auction this year?
We haven't decided yet. Yeah, it's still early in the year. We're still kind of, you know, healing from
everything.
The event last year. But sure. Yeah, no, you know, it was a big success for sure. For sure.
Janet, so great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me, Barb. It's always nice to chat with you. If I can give just a little shout out, it's also my mom's birthday today, so I'd like to wish her a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom. All right. Janet, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Barb. Anytime. Lovely to chat.
Yes. Great to have you. Janet Fanacke is a founder of Resilient People.